AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A special grand jury in Georgia recommended indicting more people in the investigation into the attempt to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election in Georgia. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Fulton County's top prosecutor charged Donald Trump and 18 others. A report says the grand jury recommended indicting a total of 39 people. They include South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, ex-Georgia Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue, and former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Releasing the identities of people recommended for indictment is a break with ordinary grand jury protocol, which holds that prosecutors do not disclose the names of those investigated but not charged to keep potentially innocent people from being unduly maligned. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hurricane Lee is barreling across warm Atlantic waters and is threatening to unleash heavy swells across the Northeast Caribbean. It became the season's first Category 5 storm before weakening slightly. The heat that has gripped much of the country is seeping into New England, forcing some schools to close or send kids home early. The mayor of Boston has declared a heat emergency. The Florida Supreme Court is being confronted with whether to overrule broad abortion rights protections provided for decades under the state constitution and instead uphold a law signed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis that bans abortion in most cases after 15 weeks of pregnancy. A mother of six in Utah who gave parenting advice via a popular YouTube channel called Eight Passengers is scheduled to make an initial court appearance on charges she and the owner of a relationship counseling business abused and starved her two young children. A police officer in Philadelphia who shot and killed a driver who was sitting in his car turned himself in today to face criminal charges. Stocks have been moving higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. The government is going after rich people who don't pay taxes.
The IRS says it will aggressively pursue millionaires and large business partnerships that owe hundreds of millions of dollars in past due taxes. IRS Commissioner Daniel Werfel says if you pay your taxes on time, it should be particularly frustrating when you see that wealthy filers are not. He says a boost in federal funding is helping the IRS hire more workers. With that and artificial intelligence research tools, they have new means of identifying rich tax dodgers. He said targets include 1,600 millionaires who owe at least $250,000 each in back taxes and 75 large business partnerships that have assets of roughly $10 billion on average. I'm Rita Foley.
There will be no gold medal for the U.S. at the Basketball World Cup. The U.S. lost to Germany in the semifinals. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. CODA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist CODA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at CODA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Save big money on your bathroom update at Menards. Transform your bathroom with a stunning new vanity from Magic Woods. With over 100 options to choose from, our vanities combine contemporary style with durable materials. Find the ideal piece to create the bathroom you've always wanted. From stylish and elegant to simple and modern. Save big money on Magic Woods vanities at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all our great deals happening now.
Save.